great is the Lord God, isn't he? How wonderful he is. Lord, one more time together to worship you with all of our heart. And what a time. What a time to be living in now. And oh Lord, we're concerned about everything that concerns you. But we don't worry, Lord. We know you're going to take us on through. Oh, amen. That was God, wasn't it? Just say things like that. Now bless thy people together, Lord, each one here tonight. And I know your anointing and power is going to prepare them, for soon you're going to come. The two seeds are coming forth, Lord, and we're going to meet you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. I'm going to preach a little bit about faith. Go ahead and be seated tonight. And we've had so many films for a while, I decided to get through with this and see what the Lord has for us here. You know, and we'll preach about that. But you know what, too? A lot of people probably write me, well, we've had some astonishing prophetic events and things that's happened in the world, and another strange twist in Moscow. And all over the world, it seems like Daniel's toes is kind of moving around, kicking up a little dust out there. Pretty soon they're all going to unite together. Some people say, boy, that's kind of set off the new world order. No, things and events like this, they speed them up. How many of you believe it? Later on, it may look like that now. But later on, did you notice that what boycott and food will do? It doesn't do it every time, but you go to taking the food away and doing this right here, you know. And you just, where the food's at one of these days, the type of Joseph, an evil one, will rise. It won't be like Joseph and a Pharaoh, but it won't be like Pharaoh. Will rise over the world, and they'll use all kinds of ways to get it together and so forth towards the final end. But what we're seeing is prophecy. And when you see those vibrations and those shakeups that are occurring, it's that things are coming together. They're getting ready to form in that puzzle in there. And God is shaking his people up. Can you say amen? They're going. And while one's moving, God is moving among his people. And so we find out, and you know, all this has happened. Some say, well, maybe they staged that and so forth. Well, I didn't really pray about who staged anything and what, but it did take place there. And what, you know what? Just about the same time, everybody's looking around and nobody, God's talking in his word about the prophecies that's coming out of the word of God on scripts and things of what's going to occur. And you know, about July 22nd, something mysterious came in. And Malchus was the name of the man, and caught it with a great telescope. And when it did, it began to come brighter and brighter. And about August 10th through the 19th or 21, the comet come right out. And it said they called it the mysterious comet. And that was the time that the trouble in Russia began to take place. Well, it was the exact day. The brightness of it is when the man left Moscow in there and took off. They thought he had fallen in there and so forth like that. This may have repercussion leaders later on in the year or so forth like that. And it came right across the summer sign of the king sign. That's where it was at when they called it. And then by now, it's pushing towards the constellation Virgo, and it's dim in the background of those stars as it went on through here. And what's about, they said, is very mysterious, the way that it approached and stuck out, standing out like that, and went on across there. God knew about all these things before man did, and get them in the newspapers. Can you say amen? All of those are signs. Everything that he created at one time or another will work for a sign. Whether it's the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever it is, he said, at one time or another they'll work into a sign. And so we see the events on the earth foreshadowed by heavenly signs and so forth like that. And so now the man is returning back to power. Anyway, his name's associated probably to the last man that'll rise in this century, Gog. Whether he works into it or not, we never did say. But nevertheless, it shows that a type of Gog leader will come. And evidently it shows before the ending of this century. So we're to watch all these events and just see which one it is and what. And it'll come probably the last time towards getting ready for the Great Tribulation. Boy, we're living in an age. Can you say amen? I think 159 kind of gives you a little story there. Could be somebody else. But all of the groundwork is being laid. Everything. Europe. Given back now to Catholicism. And this time, too many concessions were made, they said, and so forth like that. But when your people are starving, you'll make them, you know, concessions when you need money. All of that's taking place. I didn't mean to get into this. I've got a message here. And so forth. And so on the world scene, it's astonishing to watch the events take place as they all work one way or another way to come to their final destination of what the prophet said and what God said would take place. And you can count on it. Whether one goes or another one comes, it will fulfill prophecy. Do you believe that? How many of you believe that tonight? Astonishing. Boy, if you knew the Daniel prophecies like God's revealed them in John on Patmos and the visions there, it's like living right among them as they're seeing it. It is incredible from day to day. And all manners of things. I got quite a bit writing of different things coming out. I just finished up. And I barely got here. I was taking a letter that'll be coming out pretty soon now. Now, listen to this real close. This is my message. Well, perhaps I can leave that on her. I didn't know I was going to be that long. I didn't want to preach on that. Someday we'll touch on it as we see the movement of those events and so forth take place. Now, this sermon is called Movement, Body, Mind, and Soul. And, you know, I wrote down here, your healing is within you, and your belief and power sets that seed into motion. You've heard me say that before. Most people, they keep reaching out to God, which is fine, and you pray. But there comes a point where you have to admit that you've got it. You've got to release that faith to get the thing to working in there. Because Jesus already fulfilled it. When he died, your sins were forgiven. When he died, all of your healing took place at that time. That was symbolic of everything. So it's within you. But only your faith will tell the truth. Only your faith will bring out the reality. You can guess at it. Mentally, you can strain at it, you can work at it, you can do anything you want, but only true faith and the power sometimes of somebody else in order to prime it, to get it to going for you, and through a gift and power, God can bring it out. True faith will set in motion all the promises that he has ever given us in the Bible until we see him in heaven. In fact, the faith and all of that's within you is what's going to cause you to draw right up like a magnet. When he says, come up hither, you're a marked man if you've got faith in the Word and in God. How many of you believe that? Why, certainly. So you set it in motion. Your healing is within you. You just have to set it in motion. All spiritual blessings have been prepared. And what you have to do, you have to set these things and manifest them by your faith. Now, I put in here on this sermon, movement, body, mind, and soul. You know, now, when some people believe, they believe in the mind for a while. That's getting it started. And then maybe they'll drop down and they'll get a little bit in their body like that. But then they cannot connect with the heart and soul. Therefore, they're left blank in there. Others, they can kind of get the mind or the body going and not get with the mind. They'll get, in other words, they can't get all three to working in that faith. One will have one will have the other. But when you get your mind, body, and soul all in tune, then a miracle takes place. See, you're lining up with the Word of God. Now, I believe just incredible from the heart will overcome and probably unite the other two together there. But faith lies deep within the soul. The gifts that are truly the gifts of God, the nine spiritual gifts, when they're in action and God allows them to work, people are born and have to put them into action of whatever God gives them up on this earth. And when those gifts and power, it comes from the soul as they, cancers go, tumors go. Some have power that can create. They can reach on now, maybe even touch people that God will visit them in dreams or something later on. The power of God's so heavy. I believe in this building sometimes when the anointing gets so powerful that you're bound to go home with a sensation of the Spirit somehow or another that will visit you, unless you're got so busy with everything else that you don't carry it on through or believe it on through. But some just believe in the mind. Some just get it in the body. But if you get the mind and heart, he'll take care of the soul and he'll get everything together. So you got a little help there and God. So when they all get together, and when I pray for you, and that mind gets in your heart, which is contacting that soul, oh boy, you don't have to move your body. But I'll tell you something about that. In the body, sometimes it shows action in the soul. And Jesus bears this out. Now listen real close here. All the spiritual things have been prepared. Movement. Now, you put your faith into action. And to the palsied man, Jesus gave this command. He said, rise, take up thy bed. Your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer first. Rise, take up thy bed and go thy way. Now, notice besides it struck the soul. He saw it getting into his soul. And it began to arouse him. So Jesus said, now get up. And that faith will go into action. So sometimes the body action is working and will cause the rest to go to working. And so when he got up, he just rose out of there. He didn't get up and go, but he picked up his couch to show that he could carry it on. Rise in Jesus' name. Several instances, something like that, he told him to rise and go into thine house. That's what it was. And go into thine house. To a man with a withered hand. He was standing there. He had faith. And it was in him and his soul. But in this case, as he was standing there, he needed a little something else. And Jesus knew it. And he used the body. And Jesus said, stretch forth thine hand, and looked right at him. There it went, right out in front of the Pharisees. And they knew the man's hand had been there all of his life. Oh, glory to God. How many of you believe that? The church has healing power, the body of Christ, if they'll only stretch forth their hands to God in the right way, and they can get it. Faith is deep, goes powerful, goes deep, but it can move in the body. Action, we see as Jesus began to tell them, so it has action, not on the body, action in the soul, action in the mind. First the mind, the heart, and the soul, see, and then the body. It can work too. He works in many different ways, but faith has really got to get in that heart and soul in there. And when it does, sometimes you can help by just moving around there. And to the nobleman, Jesus just simply said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man didn't stand there and gawk at him. Said, how do I know? You're just a man you look at, one to look at you. How do I know what's going to happen? In the first place, Jesus had never pointed him out. He had never got to him in the first place because he was a master at seeing faith and knowing faith. But the man didn't say that. Jesus knew what he was going to do anyway. He's reaching great gifts of power upon him. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And boy, he went just like that. The same thing to the centurion. They didn't stop to ask Jesus questions. No matter how odd or strange that it seemed to what he would say, they went because faith moves around and it obeys, saith the Lord. Oh, boy. Ha ha. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that one. It obeys, you see, when he says something. The boy come up there blind. Probably his eyes gone. Or Jesus wouldn't have brought it out like this. And he is blind from birth. Born that way. For a miracle of God, it says in the Bible there. And come up to Jesus. And he told him, he said, go to the pool of Siloam. Go over there and wash. He picked a little something, put it on his eyes. If he said, what do I want to? What did you put dirt on me for? What do I want to go over there for? I won't go over there. See, he would never got his healing. He wouldn't got anything from the Lord. He said, you go. And you wash that out. I'll create new eyes for you when you get there. And when the boy went over there, he probably didn't say, I'll create new eyes when you get there. But that's what he meant. And because he was just leaving it, showed the people, leaving it to the boy. And when he went and washed, his eyes came again. And he could see. And there was no argument about it with the Lord Jesus. The only argument he had is get rid of them unbelieving Pharisees that hung around there. I mean, you can say amen. Faith obeyed. And Jesus would tell him, you know, cast the net. You haven't done nothing all night long. You had no fish nowhere. Peter, you couldn't find any fish in there nowhere. There's no fish in there. I'm the greatest fisherman that ever lived. Ain't no fish nowhere out there. He said, put your net on the other side. Get it on the right side, boys, with me. Just all you have to do is what I tell you to do. And you know what? They put it on the other side and they couldn't even pull it in. It was so many fish. All of a sudden, where'd they come from? They were astonished themselves. Amazing things took place simply by the obedience of Jesus. He says, set these people down over here in different crowds, different groups, number them out like this, you know. And faith obeyed. And when he did, he just fed thousands of people out of practically nothing. He showed them a little something there to get it started, just to show them what God can do out of nothing. He can take just one little old thing, not bigger than a bean or something like that, and feed millions and millions and multitudes because he controls all the atoms and everything that creates everything. That's how he does it. He just bypasses the ground. He can just go ahead and do it himself. Oh, how many of you believe that? Oh, my. He created the earth. He is the earth. Everything that goes with it in there. So we watched Jesus, and as we did, faith obeyed. And when he told them what to do, then miracles begin to take place. Now, many times when the faith was rising, he'd just talk. He'd just touch. Or he'd just speak. There was no telling them to pick up their bed or to go over here or to go over there. But there was another way. And the faith would get so high. He didn't demonstrate it in that manner. There was another way. People went up on a building. It said he saw their faith. They got his attention. And they went up on top to get to him where he was at. And they fell down through the roof and went down the roof and carried this man out there on all four. And they buried this man out there. And Jesus said he saw their faith. There was action in it. And so that when he did, he just healed a man like that and he took off. So he demonstrated. He showed demonstrations. He was always telling people, do this and do that. But other times, the multitudes were just healed by standing there, by faith, and so forth. Another woman acted and just touched him. He said, who touched me? He knew it all the time. He just wanted to speak out and so forth. Healed by a miracle, one after the other. In obedience, whatever he said, it took place. When he would create something or do something, if they listened. And like I say, other times, it was just miracles, 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 no matter where he went. But he showed all kinds of ways. At faith works. And there's one thing he bringing out in this sermon. Faith will obey what he has told you to do to get your healing. And if he says something in your heart and you know it, and obey him, you'll receive a miracle from God. So we find out it obeys what the Lord tells it there. So movement, body, mind, and soul. Far, as some people gets into mind, They can't get it out. That's a good start if you want to get it started there. But all you got to reach in here and get this soul see in here. And that, you may stand still with a body even, and but you can use action. But you get in there and that soul, and that'll get a miracle too. What I'm trying to do is there's all kinds of ways to go. But you just can't have your mind. You just don't want to have your mind. You got to let it go further than that. And when it drops down, then the faith gets into your heart and soul. And when it does, it becomes a reality. And it's the only truth. And it tells the truth too. And faith will bring forth a miracle. It'll banish the pains, the diseases, and they'll all go just like that. So we have a great God putting your faith into action, body, soul, and mind, if you want to. Don't let it just stay in the head. Let's move it on out. Can you say amen? Don't just let it stay in your body. Some people, you know, they can do their body all right. But let's connect with the mind and heart. Get it together there for a great miracle that works with the soul. I want you to stand up here tonight. Amen. We'll get this. And God, and should this go out on a list, we send this out. I know this will bless people everywhere. And sometimes, you know, just preaching, people start getting healed. Or if they don't, their faith gets so high that they start getting healed. As they get up close, they can feel their faith going higher and higher and getting higher and higher. And pretty soon, the Holy Spirit just goes ahead and starts working miracles. Some people are better unconsciously, not knowing, really just their mind goes towards God and their heart's already there. And when they do, it's in their soul and they just get it from the Lord. Now, tonight, we're about 10, 12 maybe people here, what we got. I'm going to pray for you. If you're suffering in pain and you want the Lord to cure you from any kind of allergies, asthma, head pains, body pains, you got cancer, you got tumors, you got lung problems, you got breathing problems, you got back aches, you got aches in your body, it doesn't make the Lord any difference. If you want to be prayed for, especially if you're new here tonight, come right on this side real quickly now, across here and line up, and we'll be praying for you. And I believe God will give every one of you a miracle. You can have maybe some other problem tonight you want to be healed up too. If you got fear, if you got mental problems, oppression, and so forth like that, the Lord will touch your heart. Now we get them on down here. They're coming way back there. Now, as these people are coming here, new people in the audience here tonight, if you really want to believe God in your heart and you need something, healing or a miracle, or maybe it's material, maybe it's something in the family, maybe it's something on the job, and maybe somebody you want saved, you don't know, but maybe it's something you want the Lord to do. You concentrate with this, and when it strikes in the body and your soul, it gets down in there with me, well, you'll get what you want. Okay, you want to come over here? And the rest of you, go ahead and be seated.
But Frisbee, we already sent you a letter about this.
Oh, yeah.
Will you please pray for us?
Sure. Lord, let the power be in this letter and help these people, Lord. In Jesus' name, work a miracle right now. They're asking for something that has to do with something else. And I'm going to touch her. Now, Lord, let thine anointing come upon her. And let the power of the Lord bring it to pass. And go before them, Lord, in all of this that they ask right now. Isn't that great? Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You feel good now? God bless your heart. Amen. All right.
Well, Frisbee, first of all, I want to thank the Lord and you for the sermon on Sunday. It was a very powerful sermon, and it was a complete meal. Sometime last week, the devil attacked me with a headache, and it was so bad that people started suggesting it was migraine and everything, and it sapped my old strength. But my little daughter came up, and she asked for prayers for me, and the Lord touched me. But I still need a lot of strength. I still feel weak, and the devil still comes. Sometimes I get the strain of it. But I just like you preached tonight, I know the power of God and the faith within my soul is able to carry it. And then just...
Yeah, old Satan, you know, some of the messages I preached probably, I think it released one similar to that coming out this week about the devil. The way he works, you know, and oppresses people, he can give you that pain. He can put it there. He can get you to straining and worrying or any other way he can. And he'll shoot that pain there and you'll be tested. Come up here real close. Now, Lord, as she relaxes right now, Lord, relieve her of this pain that's been coming, Lord. I command it to go from her as she praises you. Now, she needs strength. Give her strength, Jesus. Let it come into her body. Lift her up, Lord, and strengthen her right now. If you need strength in the audience, you've got it if you want it, saith the Lord. Oh, my, you've got it. You believe him now. Boy, if you've been waiting upon the Lord, you shall renew your strength. It's really great. Can you sing a psalm, saith the Lord? Can you sing joy to the Lord? How many singing songs of joy to the Lord and be joyous and praise the Lord? You know what he's teaching there? He teaches that will give you strength and it will relieve you from the oppression, which will take your strength. And it'll come and go. These oppressive attacks will come and go. And he'll try it, but that's the best way you can go at it.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I want prayer for me and some friends this coming Saturday. We're going up to the Holiday Inn, and we're going to witness and stuff. And I also want the Lord to just restore me to witness the more. I really want to get back in that place to win souls.
Good. That's a good idea, isn't it? I'm going to pray for you, and God bless your heart. Lord, now help her in every way. And she's wanting to witness, Lord. And from time to time, it...
Glory, glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus.
Bless her, Lord. Bless her right now. God is really great, isn't he? And you know what? She witnesses, and sometimes, you know, you'll see the people coming and they get help. And so the word of God will not return void. If you put it out there, somebody's going to catch it. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, everybody, tell the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Frisbee. I'd like to have prayer for my body. Tomorrow I have to go to the doctor for a biopsy, and I just want to test the results to come back. And
well, let's believe that everything will be all right. Isn't that right? Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, she's going for a test. And you know all about it. And all these kind of tests, Lord. And I command the power of God to go within inside of her and make everything normal. Let it all come out good, Lord. And let her faith be with her. And set her free completely of all things, Lord. And let thine anointing be healed and work miracles right now.
Jesus, hallelujah.
You get to feel relaxed?
Yeah. Yes.
That sure relaxes you, doesn't it? You look relaxed now. All right, you want to be next here?
I've had this knot right here in my side. It's been really bothering me.
You right there? All right, let's pray. Now, Jesus, you relax now. Lord, how many of these we've seen go even on the head and face, Lord, and all over the body? These bumps appear, and they hurt. No doubt, Lord, they are worry people. I command the knot on the side. Now, is it right about here? Sure it is. I said it's right about here, and something went off of my hands. I command it all to go down. A bump and a knot. Take all the pain and all the trouble out, Lord, and all the fear of this thing. I command it to dissolve by thine hands, Lord, and thy word dissolveth the bumps and breaks the rocks. Amen. Now feel it there.
It's gone.
Huh?
It's gone.
It's all gone now. Well, how'd you get that there? Lifting or doing something? Or it just came there? That scares you too, don't it? No tumor can start there now because it's gone. Look at that. It's all gone. God's great. God bless your heart. Well, you'd try too, because it's not funny carrying around it was right there. When I touched it, it started just moving around. The anointing just jumped off of me. You can talk to him about it. It's gone now. You can't find it now. God bless your heart.
Amen. Prophet, I thank God for that message. Kind of sparked some action within me. I thank the Lord for it. I'm just coming before the Lord to believe him. For the salvation of the soul of my mom, brother and sisters. And there's for a breakthrough in my own life too. I believe him.
You don't believe him? Okay. God bless your heart. Lord, touch him right now. Work miracles for him, Lord. And he's had things on his heart too. Now, the people he asked to be prayed for, his mother and all of those people, Lord, overseas and wherever they're at, work a miracle, Lord. All of it is in thine hands. And what's in our hearts, Lord, you will perform according to thy purposes and divine plans. Work these miracles, Lord. Now touch him and let the anointing bless his heart. Ooh, my. And bless the people in the audience, Lord. All of those that are praying for the people that they love and know and whatever they need out there. What kind of a miracle they need. Lord, he's visiting that audience. Oh, open that heart up. Boy, boy. Hey, how's that?
Amen. It was great.
Jake, sure. Give the Lord a hand clap. Okay, right here. God bless your little heart.
I have rashes on my back and my arm and my other arm.
Okay, you broke out there a little bit. You ready for Jesus to do that? Does it scratch you, makes you hurt a little bit? I mean, but that is it. It's on your body. Do you believe Jesus can take it off? Sure, look up here at me now. Let's concentrate. Let's see your eyes. If I can catch your eyes, I'll get him. Look at me. God bless his little heart. He looked for a moment right at me, and then he went away. Jesus loves the little children. Oh, Lord, you've taken this off of him thousands of years ago, and we're going to make him believe that. I command it. Whatever's on his skin to depart and disappear, and whatever he needs in his body, Lord, to counteract it, put it in there. Heal him, skin and all. Make him normal. Take away all the discomfort from this, Lord. In Jesus' name, Now, if you're in the audience, you have skin problems of any sort, they'll have to go. He believes, we believe together, you believe with me out there, and your skin will be like new. Now, hey, how's that feel now? Do you feel? Jesus do it for you? He did. He went to looking at his hands. You feel different now? Yeah, he says. He knows. I don't know that much about it, but he knows.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. I want the Lord to touch my body too. You know, I've been having body pain in my body. I want the Lord to touch it all over. And also, I'm working with some, you know, with a lot of people under stress. And the Lord has given me the formula for stress, you know, singing and praising the Lord even in the midst of stressful situations. I want the Lord to help me, to give me the power, you know, the authority to deal with them. So pray for me, brother.
Okay, she puts a lot of stress, and you know, this United States is made up of stress too. And you have to watch, it'll build up, boy, and knock you out. And different things she had to pray there. You relax now. Now, Lord, go with inside of her system completely. And light up in there, Lord, and give her the power. Give her what she needs to deal with this stress. And work a miracle, Lord. And let the anointing upon her and touch her household. Help her in every way. And by her faith, may it be true right now. And all those, and any of you in the building under stress,
hallelujah,
God will relieve it. And he will carry that stress away from you. Touch me in the audience, Lord, tonight. You call me to do this tonight and to help thy people out there. In Jesus' name. You can't help. You're going to feel something. It's all over me right now. Oh, my. Did you get to feel all that?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're getting out of that. All right. Yeah, she looks different there. Amen.
I needed to pray concerning my job. There's nothing wrong, but I just wanted to pray about it. I deal with this schizophrenic, you know, and secondly, I wanted to pray. Praying that God will make a way for a friend of mine to come down, you know. He really wants to come, and I want God to make a way. And the third one is, I want God to give me the wisdom. I don't want to compromise with this word.
Schizophrenic. Don't believe anything but God. You get out of that, okay? Come up here real close. You know the prayer tonight was for somebody. He cut right in it. And I don't know, it just came. And I said, Lord, now I was talking about the people in the audience, all those that know me, and the people on my list that will hear this, wherever it travels, Canada, overseas, everywhere in the United States, they'll hear this. And the Lord said, I said, Lord, we're concerned about everything that involves you, you know, the work of the Lord. And I said, but we worry about nothing, we leave it to you. If that's not Paul's writings in a different way, how many of you believe it? Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer give thanks unto God. Concerned about everything, but not to the point that it worries us and gets our faith gone. Now, Lord, touch this woman. I command whatever causes this to depart. I give her faith and power against all of this and touch her. And she talked about the different things, and you know all about them before she come up here. In Jesus' name, make a way and help her. In this life, Lord, we're here. And she's here going through this life. And sometimes we have to just totally hold on to you until it all works out. Now, go before and help her in every way. But surely, there's a many trials in this life, but he helps us out of us all, and he delivers us. All the afflictions are delivered from the righteous. Yes. Glory. Can you say yes, man? Hey, that's all right. Stay out with me. I'll help you all I can. I wish you stand to your feet. You know, I'm coming out of the messages, and it's strange that he swung this thing back around to Wednesday night, and you'll get different people sometimes. And instead of Sunday night, he just started praying for them on Wednesday night. And he did that the last couple of times, and it's kind of different. And you know what? There's a wonderful spirit that came with it, too. Did you know that? And you can tell the people are getting help. There's more people in that audience tonight. You're going to feel better in your mind, your body, and your soul, saith the Lord. Amen. Do you know what? He's going to get a hold of you. So that's what it's all about, huh? Oh, my. He's going to help you all three of those ways. How great he is in all that he does. Now, tonight, when you come down here, I'm going to pray a mass prayer. We're going to unite our faith together like we're going to plug into a socket. Let the sparks go. Amen. And let them run to every conduit. Whatever you want to call it. You're like every one of you connected to that plug. And let's all turn it up and unite to God in prayer. And I'll pray over every one of you as you unite in faith. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.